USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parliament in Iraq has taken the first step toward expelling the roughly 5,200 American troops there. Military forces are bracing for more violence following the killing of Iran's general Qassem Soleimani. Former commanding general and CIA director David Petraeus discussed the U.S.-Iranian standoff.
The real question for the United States is, will there be a diplomatic initiative that says, okay, look, this is not headed in a good direction. We truly do want to de-escalate. Everyone is going to lose if this continues to ratchet upward. Can we now sit down and talk about getting back to the nuclear agreement with addressing the concerns that the administration has had?
Petraeus was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab military group is responsible for killing three Americans, one service member, and two civilians in an attack on an airbase in southern Kenya. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
The city of brotherly love is paying out big time to make things right. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
The city of Philadelphia has agreed to pay $4.15 million to a man who spent 24 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit, the largest such payouts in Pennsylvania history. City officials agreed to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by Sean Thomas, who was 20 when he was convicted of second-degree murder in the 1990 robbery and killing. He received an automatic life sentence. Thomas, now 45, has said he was in custody on the day of the killing for an unrelated crime involving the attempted theft of a motorcycle. His murder conviction was vacated in 2017, and the district attorney's office opted not to retry the case. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Escaped Mississippi inmate David May was captured and taken into custody. A second escaped inmate, Dylan Williams, still remains at large. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's a new number one at the box office. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is still number one at the box office this weekend, grossing $33 million. Over 3 weeks, it's grossed $450 million. Number two, Jumanji The Next Level, with $26 million. The literary classic Little Women is at number three with $13 million. The new scary mystery movie called The Grudge, coming in at number four with $11.3 million, and practically tying it at number five, Frozen 2, still on the charts, an overall total for Frozen 2, $450 million. The animated feature Spies in Disguise, coming in at number six with $10.1 million. Knives Out, still there at number 7 with $9 million. Uncut Gems at number 8 with $7.8 million. And the movie about Fox News, Bombshell, with Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And the Broadway musical Cats, remade into a movie, is at number 10 with $2.6 million. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.